Hello, hello, this is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we are going to be talking about the fourth dimension. Yeah, you heard it right. In an audio format, I'm going to explain all four dimensions, spatial dimensions. Crazy, right? Seems impossible, right? Well, I did it successfully. So, I just want to say that in the podcast, I do go on a small little tangent for 7 minutes, which is about completely irrelevant stuff. So if you do not want to hear some random update, just skip to 7 minutes. Okay, podcast starts now. Okay, update. I just realized that me making that update earlier just increased the time of the podcast itself. So it's probably around 8 minutes. Okay, podcast actually starts now. And I'm back at it again. I don't know if I sound different, but if I do, it's because I just got finally a new freaking phone. And the reason why I got a new phone is because I've had this freaking old iPhone 7 Plus for like freaking 4 years almost or whatever. And the battery, I think I talked about it in another podcast, but the battery died within like 3-4 hours. Which was BS, but yeah, because of all the freaking, I guess the updates on the phone with all the new iOS or whatever, it uses up more of the phone, which uses up more of the battery, which degrades the battery, makes it have a worse battery life and blah, 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 blah. So I was like, you know, since I'm going to freaking Hong Kong soon, and you know, I don't think I talked about it in the podcast, but you know, I might as well say it now, whatever, do a little update or whatever, but I should be, I will be in an Airbnb. I'm not going to be in an actual apartment or like on campus because, you know, I'm a graduate student, so I can't live on campus, even though I'm freaking international. So I had to actually go out looking for apartments or whatever. But, you know, I don't know what freaking apartment apps or whatever they use in Hong Kong. And I bet they're like in Cantonese or something. So I'm like, crap, how do I go to, you know, find these places? And there is one little village or whatever that was right outside of the campus, like literally right outside, maybe a 10 to 15 minute walk to walk the campus. And it looked like trash. So I was like, oh, crap, this place looks like trash. And I'm like, oh, so I mean, if I want to have an actual, like, you know, livable place that doesn't look like trash and, you know, that doesn't have like actually has pictures, so I know what the place looks like and I'm not like surprised when I get there, I'm going to have to be in like the real Hong Kong. You know, Kowloon and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, well, there's only like a couple options because I don't know like what are the actual hotel apps or whatever they use to like actually, no, not hotel, but you know, apartment search kind of things, so search for apartments there. So I'm like, I would have to either like actually be there and look around or, you know, just hope I find the right thing. But then I was like, oh, wait a minute, there's Airbnb. Let me look for Airbnb and then let me just, you know, extend my stay for a whole year. Which was actually, you know, around the same price as regular apartment. So that's what I did. I got like you know, you still never know, but I mean, the reviews looked okay. But I got like a little apartment or Airbnb rental for a whole year. Has all the room and board and all that. And stuff are handled by Airbnb. So like if something kind of crazy happened, which I doubt, but you know, just in case, you know, I'm in Airbnb. I'm not like in, you know, a Hong Kong apartment where I have to deal. Jeez, where I have to deal with like, you know, Hong Kong type scenarios and whatever, like, you know, where I wouldn't really know. And like, if I were getting, which I don't think would happen, but let's just say if I were getting like screwed over or something, you know, there's only so much I could do because, you know, I'm not Hong Kong. I'm not from Hong Kong or, you know, I'm not native, whatever, Hong Kong person. But with Airbnb handles all that stuff. Like if something crazy happened, I would be emailing Airbnb, not my hostess. And then Airbnb would hopefully, like, you know, deal with all that stuff if that happened. But, I mean, again, I doubt that would happen because, I mean, I would hope. I'm not jinxing myself by saying that, but still, you know what I mean. So, yeah. But then, you know, that whole explanation was just to say, like, you know, I got the whole new phone because I'm like, I'm going to be out and about because that apartment's in the middle of Kowloon. And not Hong Kong Island, not, you know, where all the rich British whatever people are and the businessmen. No, I'm in Kowloon, the real Hong Kong, because I got to be close to the campus. And the real campus is in the New Territories, which is, you know, like outside of the city. It's like in the, like, not, I wouldn't say like less, I guess the less developed part of the city or of the country or whatever the freaking place. you know, like where all the land is, not where all the buildings is. So, you know, I'm going to have to take an actual bus, like, well, you know what I mean, like this, like a Hong Kong bus, like the green bus that, you know, the driver doesn't even speak, well, he might speak a little bit of English, but, you know, I have to say, please stop here, you know, stuff like in Cantonese and all that, you know, stuff. So basically, I was like, if I'm going to be doing all that, you know, trying to explore, trying to make sure, you know, check out the place and, you know, find my route to campus and, you know, find food and whatever. So I'm going to be walking around the city all the time. I'm not going to be able to do all that with a 3-hour battery. So I'm like, crap, how else will I be able to do it with a 3-hour battery? Do I wait until I get to Hong Kong and wait for the iPhone 13 and, you know, buy it in Hong Kong? But it used to be cheaper to buy stuff in Hong Kong, but not anymore because the freaking Apple's like, oh, well, you know, we're just going to make the Hong Kong ones more expensive, even though they don't have to pay income or pay sales tax or whatever. So now that's more expensive than the American iPhone. And then I'm like, oh, but then if I'm buying a Hong Kong iPhone, does that mean it's going to get like Hong Kong stuff? Like, does that mean it's not like as, say, quote, secure as the American iPhone and blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay, let me just get the iPhone 12, but not just the 12. Like, get the iPhone 12 Pro Max. So then I have the maximum battery so I can do all the stuff I want to do. Because, you know, I still want to make vlogs. I do want to make vlogs because that is a thing I want to do since not that many people. When I was searching up Hong Kong stuff, you could not find that much information about Hong Kong in general. Like, as a non-Hong Konger or non-tourist, like someone who's going to Hong Kong for an extended stay, like around a year, you could not find information about it. Like, literally everything about Hong Kong was just freaking like, oh, here are the food spots. Wow. Look. I'm in the street food place. Oh, wow. Look at Disney World. Oh, wow. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, that's helpful for a tourist, but I'm not a freaking tourist. I'm going to be there for a whole year. I'm like a student. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe I won't know as much about the actual city. Or like, you know, what it's like living in the actual city. Let me see what this is like for the university. What is it like being a student? You can't find anything. It's like that. I'm like, what the heck? There's like maybe 3-4 videos. And all those 3-4 videos were made, like, let's just say in 2020, 2019. And then those people just dropped off the map. They didn't make any more videos. I'm like, what the heck? Like, your videos were good. Why aren't you guys making more videos? So I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, I'll do it. And I'm like, and I'm going to post it on the Dancing Taco too. Screw the freaking anime openings. Oh man, please don't make more anime movies. Nope. It's a vlog channel now. You know, I'm going to lose like 75% of my viewers, but who freaking cares? Because I'm doing what needs to be done. So, I mean, that was a whole tangent just to say that, you know, I had a new voice. If it does sound new, if it doesn't, then, you know, that was even bigger of a waste. But the main thing I wanted to talk about, what this whole podcast was about, wait a minute, I just wasted 7 of those minutes doing that. Dang. But what I wanted to talk about was something I was thinking about after I watched the video. So a video was about some freaking, I was watching this channel called 2-Minute Papers. I don't know if you heard of it. Maybe some people have, where he just goes through like, mostly like, not computer science papers, but I guess computer science papers, but in a really roundabout way. Like, he just kind of goes over a summary of what the paper was about. No math or anything. Just shows like cool stuff. Like, oh man, this paper, they can simulate water better, or oh man, this paper, they can make a AI can make a video game by just looking at it. Oh-ho. But this one paper, which, I mean, it wasn't an interesting paper, but it had me thinking. But this one paper was about simulating fourth-dimensional physics fast. And the paper itself, you know, I don't care. But in the video, the dude was explaining how, like, you know, the difference between fourth dimension, third dimension, second dimension, whatever, and like showing like why something can seemingly disappear when, you know, when you're simulating fourth dimensional crap in a third dimensional plane. It'll look like this, like a ball will just disappear, or, you know, or get grow and like randomly, but it's because, you know, it's a different plane. So I was like, you know, I have a theory about that now, and this is about to get into again, because I think I said that in the last podcast, which was a long time ago for me, or present day me, and then for future you, which is present you, but future for me, you know, that will only be a week from now. But that future for me in the present is a long time from now, because I think it's, well, not think, but it's like July 19th or something like that right now. And this video would seemingly come out sometime in September. So, you know, that's a far, far time. I'll already be in Hong Kong when this video comes out, or not video, when this podcast comes out. So that's kind of interesting. But still, in that last podcast, I was saying like, oh, that's going to be the last crackpot theory about stuff, because, you know, I'm going to go back to the wisdom. But nope. Unlucky. I guess the people who love the conspiracy type theory stuff, well, I'm back in it again. The people who love the actual wisdom, I mean, that's coming soon. I mean, I have some ideas in the notepad. It's just this one I wanted to get off my back before I forgot, because I have a super theory. So before I go into the theory about the fourth dimension, for people who don't really know, let me explain the dimensions. And I'll try to explain. This is going to be the most difficult thing ever, because I'm going to be trying to explain dimensions through audio, even though this is such a thing that you need visuals for. But I'm going to attempt to explain it with audio. So, okay, the first dimension, that's pretty easy. It's only one dimension, which is, so it's basically nothing. It's just like a dot, basically, just a dot. Maybe the dot can change colors, but that's it. You don't really get any information from that. Like you're living in the one dimension, so it's just color, basically. It's just a dot. And you know, you don't know what's in front, what's behind. You just see a dot. A second dimension, now you have more, you know, more leeway. You have like up and down and left to right now. So I guess to try to visualize, you're in a very, very thin tunnel, a very thin tunnel. And you can look forward and behind, but you know, you can't look left and right. It's just a very thin tunnel. So just imagine you're looking forward in this very thin tunnel. All you can really see is what's in front of you. You can't see like what's in front of that really. Cause like, let's just say in front of you, there's a ball. Well, you wouldn't know it's a ball, but still, let's just say it's a ball. All you would see is, you know, something in front of you, like a little line, maybe it's a red line. And then let's say behind that ball is a blue square, which you wouldn't know is a square. Cause you know, for you to see a square, you have to, you know, have a different viewpoint, but still, you would just see a red line, a medium red line, and then behind it, you would see, let's just say it's a large blue line. And, you know, it's kind of being covered by the red line, so you don't really know what it is. You don't really know how far it is, kind of. You just see a red line, and behind it, I guess you can tell there's a blue line. And then let's just say behind that is a green triangle, but the green triangle is smaller than the blue line. So you can't even see that green triangle, because remember, you're in a tunnel. All you see is a red something in front of you, and then behind that is a blue something, and that's it, because it's, you know, the blue something is covering everything behind it. So there could be more stuff behind that blue something, but you wouldn't know. And then now we can expand to the third dimension, and that's when you get that whole depth and stuff. Like now you can like rotate around, and now let's say you are like in that tunnel. Now you can, let's just say that tunnel wasn't really a tunnel. It was just a glass tunnel. So now you can walk around and see through the glass, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that red thing, that was a circle. And behind that red thing was a freaking a square. And now you can see behind the square, because you're like, oh, that the square was big, but you know, now you can rotate and, you know, see through the glass tunnel. You're like, oh, there was a green circle behind that. But the thing is, in the second dimension, you could not tell that was a square or a circle or a triangle. All you could see was basically a line, because you were in the second dimension, if that makes sense. But once you're in the third dimension, then you can see that depth. Then you can see, like, you know, the bulges and all that. And you can, like, you know, rotate around something. And let's just say something in the third dimension was moving. Let's say you had that circle and you were moving it in and out of the, like, side to side, in and out of the glass little tunnel. Like it was just going through the wall, so the glass tunnel. In the second dimension, that freaking circle will look like it's just disappearing. It's literally just disappearing. Like it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and then disappearing. Or not even. Yeah. It will look like it's getting smaller, smaller, smaller and then disappearing. But then in the third dimension, you can see that, no, it wasn't. But in the third dimension, you can see that it wasn't actually disappearing. It was just moving through that wall, that tunnel, and going to the other side. You can see that the depth of it going through the tunnel. This is hard to explain through a podcast, but you know, I'm trying my best. So try that tunnel, I guess, just try imagining that tunnel and the ball is going through the walls. So you see it's not actually disappearing. It's just moving outside of the tunnel. And you can only see that it's moving outside of the tunnel if, you know, you're not in the tunnel. You're in that third dimension. So to the second dimension, it would look like it's disappearing. From the third dimension, it just looks like it's moving further away. But now you can scale that up to the fourth dimension. Now, I don't know how to explain the fourth dimension, not because, you know, we're not in the fourth dimension. Well, some people say, oh, the fourth dimension is time. But, you know, I'm not talking about that. Like, that's brain dead thinking. Like, we're talking about spatial dimensions. We're not talking about like, oh, let's just add a new dimension. Like, yeah, you can add a new dimension. I can make a new dimension being freaking the amount of rain. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about spatial dimensions. That's the cool stuff. We're not talking about some stupid, like, whatever other crap. We're talking about spatial dimension. Now, the fourth spatial dimension, that's impossible to explain because, you know, we're not in that type of scenario. I don't even know what that could be. Like, what is that, like, basically popping between worlds or something? Like, there's like a separate world to our third dimension, and a fourth dimensional creature could hop between worlds in a way. But that's my theory now, because you know how some people, like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm being watched by, I'm getting a, what do they call it? I forgot what they call it, but you know, you're like, oh, I'm being watched. Oh, these aliens are, they're keeping watch of us, but we can't see them. They're invisible, or, you know, they, you know, crazy stuff. Or like, well, maybe this one's not as crazy. Like, we're like, oh, someone's watching from above, an angel. I have my guardian angel watching from above or whatever. Now, what if? Let's just say that's all true. But the reason why you can't see them is that same reason why, say, the second dimension cannot notice that the third dimension, the ball is just moving outside of that tunnel. It's because, let's just say, we in the third dimension are in a third dimensional tunnel, a dome, if you will, and the fourth dimensional creature or whatever is just outside of that dome. Now, they could see everything that we see. They can see almost more than what we can see, because remember, in the second dimension, things can be blocked by other things and you can't see past them. But once you're in the third dimension, then you can rotate and you can see that, you know, something was behind another or whatever. But in the fourth dimension, it would be that same thing. Like in the third dimension, let's say you're looking at a house. You can't see the backyard through the house. But in fourth dimension, you could rotate. I don't know what that rotation would be, but you could rotate and then be like, oh, okay, that's what's behind the house while still seeing the house, if that makes sense. So a fourth dimensional thing, a being, a fourth dimensional being, he could, or it, or she, whatever, could rotate and see multiple things at the same time. But not only that, they could, if they wanted to, hop in and out of that third dimension. And to us, it would just look like it's disappearing. It would just disappear out of nowhere. But to them, you know, they're just moving outside of that plane. They're moving outside of that tunnel. But not only that, in the same way that a third dimensional person can look at a second dimension and see everything without the second dimension knowing that it's being watched because you're outside of that tunnel. A fourth dimension can do that same thing. Let's just say they can move outside of the dome of the third dimension and see everything without us knowing. So something, let's just say somebody's listening to me right now. And I know you're listening. Yeah. I know you're listening, fourth dimensional creature. And that fourth dimensional creature could be literally sitting right next to me, but just outside of the dome of the, I don't know how you could explain that because, you know, fourth dimension is, you know, not what we are, but still, he could be outside of that third dimensional dome and be watching me without me even knowing that he's literally, or it or she is literally right next to me, literally inches away. So just wanted to, you know, get that off my mind and let the crackpot theory be said, because, you know, it is entirely possible, because we could do that with the second dimension, technically. So yeah, pretty cool. Makes you wonder, because if there were a fourth dimensional thing, it could literally do crazy stuff that would look super crazy, just unimaginable to us lesser dimensional thinking people. So, and then that makes me wonder, because no. Okay, I just realized that was crazy talk. But yeah, That was about it. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that needs to be said about dimensions? Dimensions? Anything else? Anything else? Nope, not really. Nope, that was not the end of the podcast. I'm back. So I realized I wrote something else in my notes. And that something else is something huge. So I was thinking also. So let's say, you know, the fourth dimension, there's all this stuff. Like, you know, the fourth dimension is with the third dimension at the same time. It's just we can't see it because it's in this, you know, other, you know, dimensional, like it's outside of the dome, basically. So what if dark matter? Because, you know, you in space and whatever and stuff, they're like, oh, the space is like 99.whatever% dark matter. But we just don't know what it is. Like, we can calculate it. We can calculate it, but it's just we just don't see it. It's dark. It's dark matter, but it doesn't make sense. But it's there. The numbers are there, but it doesn't make sense because we can't see it. But there's all this mass that's just there. And I was thinking, remember that whole fourth dimension stuff, like where you can't see it, but it could be literally right next to you. What if all that dark matter is just stuff outside of the dome? It's outside of the dome, and it's just a fourth dimensional mess. Whatever the mess is in that fourth dimensional plane, it's there. And that's why we can't see it, because, you know, it's outside of the dome. And that's why there's so much of it, because, like, it's so much of it, but it's still, you know, able to be shown in the numbers. Because it's there, it's just outside of the dome. It's just fourth dimensional matter or mess. So yeah, that was the only extra thing I wanted to add. That was a little thing. Just wanted to keep in mind, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm 10,000% right. So, you know, I'll take my my honorary doctorate now. I'll take my Nobel Peace Prize now. You know, you can just give it to me in a piece. Because, you know, now that we know what this stuff is, we feel more at peace because of this. So thank you. I appreciate the honorary doctorate in astrophysics, and I appreciate the Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you. Podcast is over.